Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
All indicators of American religiosity are either stable or declining, but the decline is slow, and Americans remain very religious by world standards.
I don't know how much God has to do to get the attention of the politicians. We've had an earthquake, we've had a hurricane. He said, are you going to start listening to me here? Listen to the American people.
With relatively few exceptions, the mass media tend to cover these disputed issues with a combination of ignorance, laziness, and bias against traditional Christian beliefs.
Every word of law, every damning exclamation is given to you for a purpose, to damn you to death, to kill you, to crucify you, and drive you to Jesus.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
I don't know how it happened, but somehow the things that used to go together, that used to be inseparable, not only for moral reasons, but just for common sense reasons, now are all cut loose. They're all free and floating around. Gender has been cut loose from marriage. Childbearing and rearing has been cut loose from marriage. And it shows in our society. And yet we have only begun to measure and to notice, in fact, the consequences of cutting childbearing, child rearing from the institution of marriage. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, August the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. For the first few minutes of this hour, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse will join us. We'll talk about a new study on the impact of cohabiting parents on their children. A little bit later, a study from the Pew Forum on the attitudes of Muslim Americans. Greg Smith of the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life will be our guest. We'll get some analysis of that with Dr. Robert Spencer following that. Now, you can join us all through the next hour. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or just visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is a regular guest, founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Todd. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How would you respond to someone who says we can, and perhaps even we should, as a society, separate marriage from childbearing and rearing?
Well, I think that's one of those ideas that sounds good on the chalkboard and sounds good on paper, but when you actually get out into reality, it doesn't add up to making any sense or being such a great idea. I mean, honestly, Todd, we've been trying that for the last 40 years, and really the results are in. We can see that children who live with their own biological parents married to each other in a low-conflict marriage over the whole of their lifetimes, those children do better than children of all the other family forms. There's just so much evidence on that point. I really think it's foolish at this late day to pretend like there's some new experiment we haven't tried yet, or that if we just stoke it a little bit differently or pump a little more money in here or there, something like that, that somehow we'll be able to pull it off this time. Nah, I don't think so. I think we know how those experiments are going to end already.
Well, the problem with this experiment, and I agree with you, it has been a social experiment, is that the subjects of the experiment have been our children. What have been the results? What have the latest survey results shown?
Well, you know, one of the things that you see is that children, for example, the study that you were citing at the beginning of the top of the hour, I think, is the one that was looking at cohabitation. And one of the things that you see with cohabitation is that the children of cohabiting parents suffer from the instability in their parents' relationship. And cohabiting relationships are less stable than married relationships. And children also suffer from having an unrelated male in the household with them. And it's quite interesting that living with your mother's boyfriend is the biggest single risk factor for you as a child being the victim of any kind of child abuse, right? So child abuse, whether it's physical abuse or sexual abuse, is more likely if you are living in a home with your mother and her boyfriend who is unrelated to you, okay? So it's the most dangerous situation. There's no serious doubt about that as far as the dad is concerned. And so, the real question is, why do we keep trying to do this? Why do we keep trying to sweep that under the rug? What is the problem? Why can't we get married and stay married? Why can't we have kids with just one husband or just one spouse? It's really, I think, the triumph of, I don't know what, hope over experience. I'm not sure why people seem to think that this is that somehow it's all going to work out this time.
Now, I mean, it's sobering because we're not just talking about statistics. We're not just talking about numbers. Or
that's right.
Experiment results. We're talking about kids who suffer abuse. We're talking about kids who, as a result of that, go on to have a myriad of other problems in their lives.
That's right. That's right. I mean, the children are suffering. And child abuse, you say that, in sort of an offhand way, oh, well, child abuse, and you think about it as a statistic. But in most households, the situation doesn't rise to the level of abuse that would be measured by anybody. There is just very often an undercurrent of a feeling that, oh, this is my mom's new boyfriend. He could leave like all the other boyfriends, even if he's not abusive, even if they're getting along okay. If the child can never really seriously attach to somebody and say, well, this is my dad and this is my mom, and they are the foundation of my household and the foundation of my life, and the fact that they're together is something I never have to take into even question or call into question. That's what the children of cohabiting parents can't do. They can't just say, this is a background condition and I never have to think about whether my mom and dad are both going to be there. So there's that kind of problem. And then there's this, an additional kind of problem, which is that the specialists refer to it as multi-partner fertility. Okay. Multi-partner fertility is a $10 word that means that, that your mom and your dad may not be the parents of the other siblings who are living in your household. So when your dad moves out and a new guy moves in, your mom may have a child with another guy who's not your dad. And when that new baby comes, mom and her new boyfriend are focused on that new baby, and they're focused on each other. And what very often happens to children is that they feel like they're a leftover. The original child from the first relationship, that child feels like they're a leftover from an old relationship that the new father, the new dad in the household, the new man would prefer to forget about. Maybe the mom would prefer to forget about that old relationship. And try as they may to pay attention to all of the children in the household and be good parents to all of them, it can be quite difficult because what's happening is that the child is a competitor, that the child from the early relationship is a competitor for the mother's attention. If your mom and dad stay married to each other and all the children that are born to your mom are your full-blooded brothers and sisters, what that means is that your mom and dad are equally invested in all of the children in the household. And so the new kids are not competitors in the same way. And so the new baby builds up the relationship between the mom and dad and builds up the whole of the family. It doesn't cut somebody out in the way that very often happens in the households where there are, kind of a series of fathers that have come through the home. And you read about this in sort of the social science literature. You read about the anxiety and the depression and things like that that kids are more likely to feel if there's multi-partner fertility going on. But I see it, Todd, because young adults tell me these stories. I'll give a lecture where I'll talk about some of these phenomena, and I have young people coming up to me practically in tears over the kinds of things that happened to them when they were young adults or teenagers or little kids, and they've never heard anybody say out loud that this is hard for children. This is they're like so grateful. I feel like I've done some great magical thing or something just by naming the reality that was their day-to-day life, that's what's being swept under the rug by people like Stephanie Coons and all these, so-called advocates of alternative family forms. That's what they're sweeping under the rug. That's what they won't listen to. Those are the voices that need to be heard. And, statistics aren't the best way to do it, but the statistics are pointing to a very painful human reality that we really need to pay attention to.
So by way of summary, with only a minute here before our time is out, what does this new study show about the impact of cohabiting parents on kids?
Well, first of all, it shows that cohabiting is the more common situation that kids find themselves in today rather than divorce. So the primary statistic that they cited was, children by the time they're age 12, what percentage of them are not living with their biological father anymore, but not living with both biological parents. Well, among kids of divorce, children of divorce are 24% likely to have that happen to them. But cohabiting, kids whose parents are cohabiting, it's closer to 50%. So it's turning out to be a much more common problem. The cohabiting problem is more common today than the divorce and remarriage problem.
Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's authored the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Check out her blog and website tonight. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click Listen on Demand. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Bill Swirla of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Hacienda Heights, California. He has written recently complimenting New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who has banned clergy from participating in this year's 9/11 memorial events down at Ground Zero. Pastor Swirla says, good for him. It's a good idea. We'll find out why he thinks so right after this. Why will churches often use a shell to symbolize holy baptism? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is Behold the Lamb, an Introduction to Christian Symbolism. It's written by regular guest Deaconess Pam Nielsen. Behold the Lamb costs $9.49 plus shipping and handling. You can call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. Behold the Lamb, an Introduction to Christian Symbolism.
In 1968, Bob Edson perfected the sauce of his dreams. He called it Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce because it tastes great on everything. Country Bob's also has a line of specialty sauces like All-Purpose Spicy, Honey Habanero, or Apple Chipotle, if you like it hot. You can find Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce at your local grocery store or log on to CountryBob's.com and find out more, like a Country Bob's cookbook or recipes on their blog. No matter what you're grilling or cooking, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.